So, my dear lady, we reach day number 16, and the wolf is well and truly out. And you could have given in many, many, many times before, but I know you want to fight me. And I know that that just means that when I break you, it'll be that much more delicious. So today, my dear lady, I've got something very specific in mind. Something very aggressive. Something very hungry. So you better turn back if you want to. As today, nowhere is safe. Because today you are getting home from a meal, or a gala, or something. You are coming in through your door, finding it unlocked. Opening it, closing it. Your hackles rising. You turn to lock the door and I'm on you in a second, pushing you against that door, and you know exactly who it is. You know from the growling in your ear, the hunger that you feel, the need that you feel. And I know once you realize there will be no resistance. Perhaps you will pretend to fight me, pretend to resist. The wolf pouncing its prey. But we both know there will not be any true resistance. God, because I would push you against that door, I would slip a hand up your fucking dress. I would pin you against that door and rub my fucking palm up and down to your cunt as I growl in your ear about how badly I fucking needed you. How badly I needed to claim my prey. How bad I needed to fuck you, to claim you and to break you before me. Just standing pressed against you, my hard cock pressed against your ass. As I stand there growling, my need, my hunger. Holding you there against that door as your legs go weak from the force of me, from the animal hunger that you feel from me, from the need that you feel from me. And I would slip your fucking panties aside, my dear lady. And I would run my finger up and down your cunt and dip one in, grabbing you and hooking it so that I grab your G-spot and I pull you hard. I fucking do it hard, grabbing you there, finding you deliciously wet before me. Because I know secretly you've needed it too. How much you've needed to give in. How much you needed to let me take what's mine. And you know I would. When I've got you completely at my mercy, my dear lady, you would be nothing more than the deer in the headlights before me. Nothing more than my prey. growling in your ear, biting your neck, pulling back on your hair so that I can get a good fucking angle to bite. A good fucking angle to sink my teeth onto your flesh over and over. Growling in need, my hard fucking cock. Oh, throbbing against you. And then when I'm sure you fucking can't take anymore, and I can't fucking take anymore, I will spin you around and I will put you on your knees. I will fucking take my cock out and I will smack it against your cheeks. I will fucking show you what I'm gonna give you and what you're gonna take. As I fucking hunt you properly, slapping it along your lips, smearing that red fucking lipstick. And then holding your mouth open and ramming my cock into it. choking you and face-fucking you against your door. Making it so that there's no escape. So that there's nowhere to run. Knowing secretly that your cunt is just getting so much wetter. From what I'm fucking doing to you. From what I'm fucking making you do. Just forcing my cock into your throat. Holding it there. Holding you there by the back of your head. Letting you feel it throb in you. Slapping your face. You fucking... try and fight me. I will pick you up and I will fucking bend you back over that door. Bend you back over in front of it in one thrust, simple move. I will be on you and I will be in you. Your skirt, your dress bunched up around your waist, my hands on your hips and my cock so deep inside that fucking sopping cunt that you can't even think straight. Your voice raised in surprise and pleasure. Because I know that you've needed this. I know that you've needed this wolf to fucking hunt you and claim you. Grabbing hold of your hair, I fucking fuck against you. Fuck into you. I fuck you slow and hard, building up a pace faster and faster than I really need to, because I am hungry for that cunt. I am hungry to take what is mine, and I am hungry to claim it. And I am going to tell you exactly what you should be taking, how you should be taking it. all in all, when all is said and done, my dear lady, my dirty slut, I will make you come on this cock. I will make you fucking come until you can't think straight, until you have nowhere to escape but the feeling of my fucking cock still pounding you, still taking you, still breaking you. And you will take it, dear lady, you will take it deeper and deeper as I get more and more fucking hungry with my thrusts, more fucking needy with my thrusts as I fuck your cunt hard. Wrapping a hand around your throat as I pin you there, as I force you to take it, as I make you take it. growling in your ear, knowing that these words are a fucking command, are a fucking imperative, are a fucking necessity, when I tell you to come for me, when I tell you that you are now my slut, and I need you to come on my cock. And I tell you that you're a naughty, naughty whore, and you need to come on me. Come for me. Come nice and fucking hard as I fuck you. The growl of satisfaction, I would leave. Oh, I would leave my lips as you did. As you finally gave in. As you finally gave me what I need. The only thing will ever sate this fucking wolf is your complete and utter loss of your mind. As I fucking pin you there and fuck you. And just as you come, I will wrap a hand around your neck and I will squeeze. I will choke you. I will make you take it. And I will fucking hold you there, pinning your arms behind your back with my other fucking hand. And I will make you take my cock. I will make you my whore. As I tell you what a good little slut you are, taking my cock just like this. What a good little whore you are, taking me deep inside you, without a word of complaint, and with lots of noises of enjoyment. Because I would fucking use you for your pleasure. Show you exactly how this wolf howls, how this wolf hunts. I will fucking use a spare hand, the hand that was pinning your hand behind your back, to spank that ass as I fuck you, as I trigger you deeper into ecstasy, as I show my slut exactly how she should behave when her wolf is taking her, when I am ravaging her, when I am breaking her, when I am ruining her. As I would hold you there, and I would fuck you until you're screaming, until your ass is stinging, until you can't even think of anything but the feeling of my hips ramming against yours, slapping against yours, fucking you hard, taking you and claiming you, and making you my slut. Because I would fucking use you until you're screaming in pleasure, until you're losing your mind, until your fucking dress is so disheveled that it might as well be nothing. As your tits are out and I can get my hands on them, squeeze them, scratch at them, spank them, as I hold you there, as I fucking make you take it, as I hold you there and growl in your ear and command my slut to come. Because until you fucking come so many times, until you've lost yourself to what I'm doing to you, you will not get any release. You will not get a reprieve. I will break you until you have nothing left to give. until you're shaking and shuddering and squirming and coming helplessly as I claim what's mine. As I fuck you hard, as I make you scream against your door. As I make you lose control in that fucking pretty dress that you were wearing. As I make you come helplessly against me. And then when I finally think you're fucking done, when I finally know that you've got no fight left inside you, I'll put you on your knees again, and I'll fuck that pretty face one more time. I'll fuck it, and fuck it, and make you come. Make you play with yourself as you fucking get me to face fuck you like a good little slut should. Like a good little whore should. And I know just how hard you would come as I fucked that pretty face of yours. Ruined what little was left of your lipstick by this point from the fury of how hard I'd fucked you, how hard I'd taken you, and how hard I'd ruined you. And then and only then, my dear lady, my prey, my slut, then I will finally lift you against that fucking door. My hands underneath your fucking thighs, and I will lower you onto my cock. I will lower you there and make you wrap those legs around me out of sheer fucking desperation at this point. Because I know there's only one more thing that you would need at this point. After being fucked so many times that you can't even think straight, there's only one little thing that you would need. And that would be my cum. And I would give it to you. I would pound you face to fucking face, my eyes locked upon yours, the fucking animal snarls coming out of my mouth, the fucking ferocity that you can see in my eyes, and I know the hunger that would be in yours. The hunger for what you need. My dear lady, I would give it to you. I would hold you there. I would bite down hard on your neck. I would make you fucking come with me as I come inside you. As I fill you up. As I claim you properly. As I fill you to the fucking brim so that when I pull out, my cum will gush out of you as you fill me, and I will make you come for me as you do. The feeling of my cum fucking spraying against you, fucking filling you up, triggering your own orgasm as you can't even fucking fight it, one you didn't even think you could get, as it fucking ripped through you, as it ripped through you from fucking toe to fucking tip. And then when my all fucking said and done, dear lady, where the animal fucking hunger would be over, and you would be a mess, your legs would be quivering, your fucking mind reeling, your body shaking from how the wolf claimed you, from how the hunt claimed. And then, dear lady, if there was anything left of you, anything made more of you, then I would make you come. So, my dear lady, how about it? How about finally throwing away what you've needed to fucking give me? So long, and come for me. dear lady, I know just how close you are to breaking. I know just how badly you need it, and if you haven't already, my dear lady, now is the time to do it. As I command it, come for me. Come for me, you naughty girl. Come for me, you dirty, dirty slut. And you come for me until you can't fucking move. Because that is where this needs to go. You need to give in, and you need to give it to me. And you need to come. Both of us know. Both of us can tell just how little you've got left. Give it in. Give it in, and I will reward you for your fucking submission. I will always reward you for your submission, and I will make you come more and more and more and more until you have nothing left. Nothing at all. So what about it, dear lady? What about it? Is today the day? Or do the shadows need to darken still? Does the hunger need to be even more persistent? So what about it, dear lady? Come for me, and this all can be fucking put behind you. You can finally enjoy my voice as you need to. You can finally enjoy the things that I am telling you in the way that you have to. Come for me, dear lady, and this torment will be over. This fucking... this pressure will finally be spent, and we can enjoy you like you need to be enjoyed. So come for me. Come for me, and let's get this over with, my dear lady. Come for me.